Today is February 18, 2021. This is Tefalo for Marley Norcay Molina Martinez, the age of 51 years old. She is a female. The vital sign, the high is 54, weight is 201, blood pressure 123 over 75, pulse 80, respiration 17, temperature 96. And the history of the present ill, the patient is 51 years old, who sustained multiple injuries in relation to the motor vehicle accident. While currently she's doing in therapy with good effect, comfort, response, and improve over the paraspinal muscles and spinal to process, with multiple tiger points over the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and joint associated with tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. It's a survey with normal daily activity. The patient comes today for X-ray and MRI result. The physical examination, the pain scale is 7 to 8. The cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, sotobaja manube negative, isomanube negative. Tiger point, esternocleidomastoideo trapecio, and sung escapular esmosis. The dorsal spine, the pain is moderate, tendency moderate, spasmo moderate, tiger point, T1, T9, the lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasmo moderate, la CM manube negative, Braga manube negative, the muscle power gray, deltoid and BC4, extensor radial 4, knee extensor 4, and knee flexor 4. And in the upper extremity, the right shoulder, adduction, abduction, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. The right elbow, adducción, abducción, interna y externa rotation, flexion and extension, chest has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. In the right forearm, adducción, abducción, interna y externa rotation, flexion and extension, chest has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the right forearm, adducción, abducción, interna y externa rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. In the lower extremity, the right hip, adducción, abducción, interna y externa rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. The right femur, adducción, abducción, interna y externa rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. The right knee, adducción, abducción, interna y externa rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the diagnosis is the cervical spine sprain strain, thoracic spine sprain strain, lumbar spine sprain strain, right shoulder sprain strain injury, right shoulder sprain strain injury, right elbow sprain strain injury, right forearm sprain injury, right hip sprain strain injury, right femur sprain strain injury, and right knee sprain strain injury. And the procedure, the patient is the patient is feeling better with therapy, but still is in pain and discomfort. The X-ray review and address it to the patient. The X-ray final report was in the final report was in February 3rd, 2021, in the cervical spine, and the X-ray was obtained. The area and finding impression, my spondylosis of the cervical spine without evidence of acute abnormality. Strain of the loss of the normal cervical lordotic curvature with may seen in sprain or strain injury. There is mild flattening on the end plates and the minimum osteophytes of the lower cervical spine are delivering C5, C6, and C6-C7. There are no evidence of acute compression fracture deformity. There is no osteoblastic process. There is strain and loss of the normal lordotic curvature. The paraspinosus of tissue and we say normal, and the lumbar spine, AP and lateral view. The vertebral body height are within normal limit. There are no anterior or retrolisthesis. There are no osteolith, osteoblastic process identified. The paraspinosal soft tissue are normal. The impression, no evidence of the bony abnormality. In thoracic spine, AP and lateral view, there are no acute facial deformity. There are no anterior or retrolisthesis. There are no osteolithic, osteoblastic process. The paraspinosal soft tissue are normal. The impression is unremarkable appearance of the, the thoracic spine. The right shoulder is ready to view internal and external rotation. It is there is no more appearance of the right glenohumeral joint without evidence of the acute fracture, deformity, or dislocation. There is no osteolytic or osteoblastic process. The soft tissue are normal. The impression, no evidence of the bony abnormality. The right elbow to view AP and lateral, there are no evidence of acute fracture deformity or dislocation. There is no osteoblastic process identified. Soft tissue are normal. No bony align in as normal. No acute bony abnormality. In the impression, no acute bony abnormality. And the right hip, view AP and lateral, there is no acute fracture deformity or dislocation. There are no osteolytic or osteoblastic processes. The femoral here is well seated within the acetábulo. No evidencia o de avascular, of avascular necrosis or impression. The impression is remarkable appearance of the right hip. The right femur, AP and lateral view, there is no acute factor of deformity or dislocation. There are no osteolytic osteoblastic process. The femoral head is well seated with acetábulo. No evidence of the vascular necrosis present. The impression of remarkable appearance of the right femur. The right knee to view AP and lateral, there are no acute factor deformity or dislocation. There are no osteolytic osteoblastic process. The soft tissue are within normal limit. The doubtful narrowing of the joint space. Doubtful narrowing of the joint space. Possible osteophytic development. The impression, well green and Lawrence, gray one, osteoarthritis of the right knee. The forearm AP and lateral view, there are no evidence of acute fracture, deformity, or dislocation. There are no osteolytic, osteoblastic process identified. Soft tissue are normal. The bony alignment is normal. The articular shaft are within normal limit. The impression, unremarkable appearance of the right forearm. The MRI of the cervical spine, the day of service was in February 3rd, 2022. The finding in MRI cervical spine without contrast is a vertebral body are within normal limit. There are no anterior or retrolisthesis. The core is of normal size and caliber. For this examination, the posterior fossa demonstrate no cerebral tonsil ectopia o herniación. The are straining of the lobes of the normal cervical lordotic curvature. At the level of the C2CT, there are no disc voye o herniación presi. The central canal and neural foramen presi. At the level of C3. C4, the arino disc voye o herniación presi. The level of the C4. Ossify, there are no disc voye or herniation present. At the level of the C5 C6, there is a posterior protruding herniated disc, which measuring approximately 2.5 millimeters and causes stenosis central canal with some cordon or compression. Neural foramen are preserved. At the level of the C6 and C7, there is a posterior protruding herniated disc. Measure approximate 2.7 millimeters and is causing the stenosis central canal stenosis without cordon compression. The bilateral neural foramen are present. At the level of the C71, there are no disc voye or herniation present. And the impression C 5 and 6 posterior protruding herniated disc with measuring approximate 2.5 millimeter causes the stenosis of the central canal without cordon compression. The C6 and C7 posterior protruding the herniated disc measuring 2.7 millimeter causes stenosis central canal stenosis without cordon compression. And the straining and loss of the normal cervical lordotic curvature with may be seen in a sprain or strain injury. The therapy continues with therapy for time for week for 4 weeks. Therapy continue with therapy electric stimulation by Rosan, hot and cold pad, intercemental traction, paraffin bat, therapeutic exercise, neuromuscular reeducation, gait training, passive stretching, kinetic therapy, and ROM. The treatment continue non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, ibuprofen 100 mg, one tablet daily, and the muscle relaxer, cefixerine, one tablet at bedtime. Also, we recommend the orthopedic evaluation. The recommendation increase the fluid intake and vitamin C. The education, the patient was instructed and counseling. The patient was advised to return to the clinic in 4 weeks. Then the notice discussion with the patient explained about the X-ray result and MRI result. The improved the therapy, the goal, the time spent with the patient was the 25 minutes.